Welcome to the Dad Strength Podcast. I'm your host, Richie Leahy. Today, as I'm winding down the show, I'm going to do just a little behind-the-scenes episode. So, when Dad Strength first started, I wanted to practice public speaking, kind of. I was a teacher at that point. I taught at a trade school computer, so I taught adult learners, and before that, I'd worked at an elementary school, so, and even back in college, I volunteered at a daycare. So I've worked with kids from all ages. I've coached sports, coached high school kids, volunteered coaching junior high kids. I've coached my brother's flag football team, so I have a good experience. It's something I like to do, and over time, I've learned that as I talk and teach others, it helps me learn, because I can adapt, like, okay, well, if I tell the kid the best way to throw the pass is this way, if he runs this passing route playing football, and I see that it doesn't work, I can adjust. Well, as a parent, your feedback is usually your spouse, but you guys are seeing the same things. So you're kind of talking about it, and I know sometimes it's like it's hard to see outside the picture, and you don't want to get advice from other people because sometimes they don't know the newest trends, they're not doing the research. So it's kind of like a conversation with myself to just talk through different ideas and the developmental charts and things like that. So I started the show. I just wanted to do a podcast. I actually did this. I launched this with another show called Socially Numb, which was a longer format. So for parenting, I wanted to do something with parenting. I mean, I could have wrote a book, but I just enjoy talking. So I thought, well, podcasting would be perfect. There's not a lot of podcasts for dads. A couple of the ones that I did find, because I thought, oh, let's listen to some podcasts that I could find or whatever that will help me learn a little about parenting. They're more about like, okay, well, I'm a dad and this is what I do for my kid. It wasn't really about parenting. All the mother ones or ones that were run by moms were like too over the top and emotional. And I just wanted something that was like more laid back and just not really fact-based, but just kind of off experience, but with a background of information. So I figured I'd do it myself. I'd still be able to listen to the show and maybe some of the stats that I've read off or whatever. I didn't want to do it. It wasn't scripted. So if you listen to the show is not scripted. What I did was I would do research, read off some of them, give my experiences, and like I said, I was a teacher, so I had that skill set already in me. And this gave me a way to do some of the technical stuff. The sound quality might not have always been the best. But again, I'm a dad. I have a kid. So it's tough for me to find time to do these. So it did launch with Socially Numb. And at that point, they were going to be hosted on the same site. Well, we were having more downloads than we were visitors to the site. So, of course, that made me think, oh, I need to put more time into the show. The site doesn't matter. And, of course, that gets me behind on the site. And next thing I know, the show is still doing good. And the site never gets caught up. And I'm out of topics. So, when I first started the show, I was just kind of winging it. Going through, talking about my experiences. And what I was trying to do, which turned out to be virtually impossible. I'm going to actually, if you hear some clicking, I'm actually bringing up the show list so I can make sure that I know what I'm talking about. When I started the show, the first couple episodes I planned out were based on my daughter had just turned one, or I launched it on her birthday, maybe. I think that's what I did. So, her one-year-old, her first birthday. So, I did a couple of the shows and I launched them then. But I was reliving, okay, let's go through and relive the first year of her life. Well, of course, it's hard to remember everything. So I think I started with like the hospital one or maybe something like that. I just did an introduction, which I don't know what the introduction was. And I'm actually going to record a new introduction to put as episode 0. So even though I wanted to end at 50 episodes, this one's going to have 51 in the stream because I wanted to do some of the explaining of stuff. So people know you don't have to listen to these in order. Don't listen to them backwards though, because then you're hearing this behind the scenes and you're like, what the hell? This isn't anything to do with parenting. Sorry for swearing if you're listening with your kids. But I wanted something that I could go through and kind of relive give me a little bit of joy thinking of my little one. She just turned one. Like, oh man, remember when she was an infant? I could talk about that. And eventually, I realized pretty quickly a couple episodes in that, oh wow, I can't, I mean, I can only talk about her so much. Otherwise, I'm just talking about my daughter. So I didn't make it very far. It was less than 10 episodes. I wasn't going to end this show. Because coming in, I know that most podcasts only have an average of 15 episodes. And think some of the ones, like, I think Mark Maron has like 600 episodes or something. So that means that there are some that have way less than 15, like one or two episodes posted. So I wanted to go ahead and keep the show going strong. So I switched and did developmental charts, which was awesome for me. I learned a lot, did a lot of research, brought them up, talked about them, got a lot of great feedback on the show, really picked up steam. But again, can I talk about so much? I don't want to just talk about my kid because I want this to be a learning for parents. So I talked to some people that were giving me feedback. Like I said, the show audience, if you listened to last week's, or maybe at the beginning of this one, I can't remember when I talked about it, the show's audience didn't really turn out to be dads. Almost all the people that told me they liked the show reached out on social media or whatever, even just privately. A lot of them were through SoundCloud, were moms, and some of them were single moms, just looking for something to listen to that wasn't preachy, wasn't over the top, like, hey, look at me and my husband do, because they weren't in that situation, where my delivery was more laid back, some dry humor thrown in, and some people really liked that. But, of course, SoundCloud had weird hosting, and I didn't want to pay, unfortunately. I mean, I want to help people, but I wanted it to be free, but I also didn't want to pay and lose money on the project. I mean, there were some months, because I did switch to Amazon hosting, that we've had so many downloads, which I had to pay for, like, our overages. But that's fine with me, because that means that people are liking the content. And that's whenever we got the idea, talking to some people, that they wanted me to go through different items. Now, that's kind of where we'll end this, because next week I'm going to talk about that. But our middle ground was to just talk about general items and do it kind of like as a tongue-in-cheek list of what's essential. Get some people to vote. Now, I was putting one item on the list a week, but then that became hard for me to do. I couldn't do it at my job, so I had to do it late, and then until I posted the episode, I'd be a few days late and not find a picture. So I decided, plus I was getting feedback on the item list, so I was adding through, and I also did a video pilot around this time, which I'm going to talk about next week, because the last couple episodes of this show or just like some general things behind the scenes and some extra things you can do to learn outside of me. But I started a video component that, I mean, I got some views, but it wasn't as good or successful as the podcast. That's what some feedback was, like, hey, you should do more of these, but show more some toys. But at that time, I was kind of doing both, where I did a video and the audio of the video was the show for that week. Well, I quickly scratched that because it didn't work. I got feedback that it didn't work. And when my listeners are saying that it was confusing, then of course I had to stop it. So went back to audio only. I decided to keep doing some of the videos. They're not all posted because video editing is hard, takes up time. But they'll be up. They'll be up just like these are up. I've been putting up audio only versions on my YouTube, Richie Leahy. Subscribe to me there. Got some good subscribers from this. Got some good comments. And I've enjoyed the time. But that's just the behind the scenes of how I had to change my topics. Because I didn't want to talk about my daughter the whole time. That's not interesting. And that could help me. But this also helped me. This helped me a ton more. Researching topics. Seeing, okay, well, What do I remember about this item? What do I remember about the benefits of having like pacifiers or having diapers or bottles or anything like that? Some of the general tips at the beginning were great. I enjoyed doing the whole show. Hopefully you got something out of it. next week, I'm going to talk a little bit about some more behind the scenes about the video stuff and some of the extra content. I'm still going to do some parenting stuff on YouTube. That's what I'm going to talk about next week. And then I'll probably give some tips and stuff just for where to find stuff for parents to close it out and then just do a goodbye episode. But the show ends at 50 episodes, and I'm going to redo a new introduction to help out new listeners. So tell your friends, you can tell them I'm going to have a new episode, a new introduction, and the goodbye will kind of tell the same thing, just in case people listen to the most recent episode first. So thanks for listening. I'm your host, Richie Leahy. Follow me on Twitter, YouTube, see the videos, and I'll see you next week.